Hello, this is Jacob.
Hey Jakob, this is Shaw from the underwriting department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Your file was sent over to us, and I just want to do a little quality control just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. You have a few minutes to chat? Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of basic information on the business. I have you as the 100% owner of the business.
That's correct.
Okay. And looks like you started the business about a year ago.
Yep, it's actually a year, almost a year and a half. It's
A
going
year and a half. Okay.
well, a year over. Let's say over a year. I think we incorporated it, I believe, somewhere around February, March. So it's about a year
February,
and a half.
March. Okay. So yeah, it's been about a year and some change, basically.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. And looks like you're working with Sam with you on your file.
Correct.
Okay, and it looks like you're looking for some working capital to fund some projects. Can you give me a ballpark amount of what you're looking for?
Well, somewhere around 150 to 200,000. That's basically the each individual construction we do for the customer homeowners. It's
Okay.
about that's the cost of it without the profit.
Okay.
So we're looking to basically avoid construction, course of construction loan for the customer to speed up the process. So we experience about build we build about four houses ever since we started with this company. So what our experience has been, it's about 2 months delay to start the process, start the construction with if we just were to go with the customer's choice of course of construction.
I
So
see.
I'm trying to avoid that perspective, that portion of the process to speed up the construction and give a better turnover for the customer.
Okay,
And that's basically.
so currently you have to wait about 2 months before you can start the project because your customer hasn't signed
Right.
their
So the customer,
financing.
for example, you come to me and say, "I want to build a house, three bedroom, two bath, blah blah blah," and I just, take it to my architect and we draw plans, and we got the customer okay with it, and then we'll send it to the bank, and then the bank qualifies the customer for the regular loan and the construction loan. Then they qualify me for the course of construction loan. So another few weeks of application process for adding the builder into the loan, so because I'm the one that's gonna get paid the course of the constructions section by section when it's completed. So that's basically what I'm looking for. I just got an offer, I mean a flyer in the mail. I just wanted to see what the options are. I mean, if I can get it, that's fine. If I can't get it, that's fine as well. So we're still making it. just to make it easier for
Right,
our
exactly. So you can take
company.
on more projects that way too. Okay. And how much, when you start these projects, how much do you need, initially when you first start it?
How much do I need initially?
'Cause you probably don't need to have the 150 to 200 all at one time, right? To your projects, how much can you start the project with?
Now you can start a project with 30 to 40,000. The initial project. I mean, usually, like I said, once I start the project, I usually all my suppliers, I have a 30-day net anyway. So usually, before I have to pay them, I can submit the payment to the construction loan and get paid for it. So I can start with a smaller amount. Like I said, this is my problem is not to get paid on time from the loan company, the bank. It's just initially starting the process because we have to go through that. So if I can fund whole project, let's say that my average home build is about 3 to 4 months. If I can fund the whole project without worrying about the bank course of construction loan, in the end I can turn around, get my payments for the whole house from the bank for the regular loan for the customer, 30-year whatever fixed rate that they're doing, and when they right before they move in, and then they fund the whole dollar amount with the profit, then I'll just take whatever my loan amount, let's say that I funded all the project from, let's say, your loan. Let's say I have $200,000. I'll just pay you $200,000 plus the interest or whatever, in addition to monthly that I've been paying for those period of time. So that's basically the kind of loan that I'm looking for. And I know that they, the SAM said they have 3-year product. I mean, they can do 3-year. Just for me is I can still fund more projects within 3 years with that kind of capital to begin with, and then turn around and make my monthly payment, and then in the end of the 3 years, then I'll be paid off anyway and be accomplishing all these projects without worrying about getting a course of construction loan for the company. As long as they can provide me pre-qualification letter from their bank in the end of 4 months or 5 months that they guarantee the loan, then as soon as the house is completed, they can move into the house. I get my payment from the bank. They never have to deal with the course of construction loan. I never have to deal with it as well.
Yeah. Okay. And have you looked to do one of these? Have you done one of these loans before to fund your projects?
No. No. It's just the first time. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So just to give you a rundown on how the program works and if it's in line with what you're looking to do. Based on your gross sales, it looks like last year you did about 230.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you tracking to do this year?
We already did probably triple that this year, because like I said, that's that was only like a few months into our projects.
Okay.
And the 3 out of 4 houses has been completed in this year. The first two,
three quarters
of this year. So, most likely you can easily triple that number. For this year's sales.
Okay, I'm looking at your so you think you already tripled the sales from last year already? So you're about 600,000 or ballpark.
Correct.
Okay, I'm looking at your bank statements here on the deposits. Let's see here.
Well, in order to match that, probably you need first 4 months of the 2016 statements as well.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean? Because he told me the last 6 months. So
yeah, we only need the last 6 months. So I just wanted to see, because based on the last 6 months of the bank statement, it doesn't support the you saying that you made about $600,000 this year. So I just want to make sure unless we're missing like bank statements.
That's gross sales. So I can. Mm-hmm. I can definitely check my bank statements and, like I said, look at the, I don't know if that's last 6 months they show the total deposit year to date or they show that particular month. I haven't paid attention to it.
It just shows every month the deposits for it. But that's okay. I can move forward with what I have first. And then if I need anything additional, then I will, I'll get back to you on it. But I could just move forward with what I have first.
Yeah, we definitely get at least, six-digit deposits for the first 4 months, because two of the houses completed on 2016 calendar year. So I know that final payments that we got, at least for two houses.
Okay.
It's worth the, I might be wrong, but that's what I'm guessing too.
Okay, no worries. We'll base the loans off of your bank statements. We'll look at that and give you the offer based on that. But what we can generally free up is about 10-15% of your gross sales. So let's just say you did the 230 last year. We can give you it upwards about 35,000. So it doesn't look like it will be the 150 you're looking for. So, but at least I know that you can start with the 30,000-40,000 because that's in line with what we can probably offer you if you've been approved.
Oh, okay. So you wanted to look at the 2016 deposits gross sales yet?
No, that's okay. We have the 6 months of bank statements. We'll base it off of that.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Cool. So How it works is basically we'll get your approval, and then once everything is good, we deposit the money directly into your business checking account, and then from there you can use it for whatever you need. But I just want to make sure that you still want me to move forward, even though it's not the 150 you're looking for. I can only do about maybe 30 to 40,000 at most to start with, and then it's a renewable source of funding, so once you're about halfway through the loan, you can get additional capital from us.
Okay. So like what I was saying is that even the 2016 might be bigger than the 2015 tax returns, if you look at the deposits from the beginning of the year, which I can send you those.
Okay, sure. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and send that over to Sam, too, and then we can take a look at the bigger picture.
Okay, and then see what you can do. And you know,
yeah, exactly.
I can already survive with the 30, 40,000 the way that I've been doing it, so it's not going to be more than that. I don't know that if I want to go move forward.
Yeah, my goal is to get you as much as possible. So we'll look at the bank statements and base it off of that instead of your last year's gross sales of the 230, and then we'll go from there.
Well, if that's the case, yeah. If you want to look at the whole 2016, then you know, you're missing 4 months. And let me shoot that over.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. We can take a look at the whole thing then.
Thank you. Bye bye.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.